Joining me is Emer Lewis. Good morning, Emer.
Hi, Rick.
How's the form of yourself?
Good, good. Getting ready for the festive season.
Are you all sorted?
More or less, nearly there.
So if you were to say to someone who's thinking of popping into Belfast for a bit of shopping or for a bit of a visit, what would the attraction be for you?
Well, obviously people are coming for the shops and the Christmas markets and things, but for us, we have the building. It's looking stunning at the minute, so I always think a trip to Titanic Belfast is also a must on the Christmas list. We currently have our magical Christmas experience open where the kids can go in and explore everything that would have been celebrated by Christmas in a bygone era, and then they can visit Santa in the curiosity shop. We also have our festive teas running, but the building itself just is lit up with all of the lights, and it really is just something magical at this time of year.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because I was just looking at the fact that when it was named Best Tourist Attraction, some of the competition that they fought off there, the Ferrari World in Abu Dhabi, the Las Vegas Strip, to get that award, were the folks surprised to say, gosh, it's come to Northern Ireland?
I think people were surprised, but it really is testament to the quality of the tourism product we have in Belfast and in Northern Ireland. It's a huge accolade for us, and it's something that we'll be able to shout about all over the world and really get interest in Belfast and Northern Ireland and get lots more tourists to our cities.
And when folks arrive there, I mean, do you ever get feedback? What is it people say? What is it that strikes them particularly about it? Do they all have different experiences, or is there one particular thing people say, gosh, that really stuck out for me?
I think the building itself, it's so iconic now. People are really surprised by the sheer scale and the grandeur of it. But inside, there's something for everybody. Everybody links into the Titanic story in a different way. So some people are really interested in the history, some in the architecture, some in the romance of the story as well. So there is something for everybody across all generations as well. So the kids love it. We have a brilliant kids trail where they can go around and find our Titanic characters and adults. Everybody really enjoys the overall experience. But I think just the wow factor of the building and the fact that it's really authentic. This is where Titanic was actually built. So Belfast has a true link to the Titanic story, where sometimes other destinations, the link just isn't that strong, but that's what really gives us our USP.
And do you think, I mean, do a lot of tourists come along? I mean, I would think a lot of them would be saying, we'll have to get to that staircase. We'll have to get our photograph taken there. Is that one of the big attractions? Or is it?
Absolutely, and that's why we open every Sunday for afternoon tea, and it really is a very special occasion. People can go up, they can enjoy what would have been what the first class passengers would have experienced, and they can see the staircase and they can get their photographs. So we absolutely open every Sunday for afternoon tea.
And what about, if you have the kids along? And you know how kids will go, Mommy, tell me about this. What does that mean? What is that for? Can mommies and daddies, can they get a bit of information? Are there guides around? Are there people that can give them a bit of info?
Yes, our staff, our visitor experience crew are fabulous. They're all complete Titanorecs. They know all about the story and they're really enthusiastic. And that's one of the things that really sets us apart as well. Our staff are so engrossed in the product. They really want everybody that comes through the doors to learn as much and enjoy as much as they can. And that really is testament to us winning the World Travel Award and really being up there with the best in the world.
And you mentioned there about being able to sit down and dine in that sort of experience. Just tell me a little bit about the dining experience. What can people expect?
So our afternoon tea is you are served beautiful handmade pastries, sandwiches, and it really is just what the first class passengers would have experienced whenever they were on board the ship. You're in the stunning surroundings, we have live jazz, and it really is that real first class attentive service of our staff. But we also have our other dining experience, our bistro and our cafe, which are open to the public every day of the week. And then also we have our New Year's Eve ball, which is on the 31st of December this year, and it really is something very special. Again, the Titanic staircase is there, we'll have a piper at midnight, we'll have a band. It really is going to be something special.
That Titanic ball then, how would people, if they wanted to get along to that, do they need to book now? What way would that work?
Yes, tickets are selling fast. It was a great experience last year and it's really got the advocacy again for this year. So the best place to go is to our website, titanicbelfast.com, and book, and it really will be a fabulous night.
I wonder, do they have any kind of themed nights where maybe people are invited to dress in period costume? Have you ever done anything like that and had folks along?
We do. We have special events throughout the year, and we do have our staff, they're very animated, and they would dress in costume and really get into character. So for all of those special sorts of events, again, the best place is the website, and that's where all the information will be.
I love that word, Titanorack. I'm going to remember that one. That's a good one. So before I let you go then, can we just remind folks what this little gift is that we're giving them an opportunity to win?
So at the moment we have our seasonal festive afternoon teas running, and they're selling very quick. So this is a hot ticket to get. It's for a family to go to festive afternoon tea, and and then also to experience the galleries. So that's the Titanic experience, where they'll learn all about the history of the ship. They'll see what the passengers would have done on board. They'll go right through the Titanic story. So it's an all-day out package for some lucky family to win.
It sure is an amazing experience. And Eimear, you've certainly sold it to me. Thank you very much for dropping in to tell us all about the experience.
Thank you.